Hare Krishna. Today we will hear about Srimati Radharani's extraordinary decision to go to Krishna. We have heard yesterday how Lord Krishna avoided the crowds of people who stood at the main gate of the palace. Fearing detection, he went behind the palace and then escaped the village on his way to a particular meeting point. He was assisted in his journey by Brajadam, who whisked him or brought him quickly to his goal. Now, Srimati Radharani's decision. I believe while telling this katha that we can all learn a little bit how we can make our own journey in Krishna consciousness successful. First of all, there must be an eagerness to overcome the obstacles. Srimati Radharani, knowing so well that her love for Shyam Sundar Krishna was out of the normal social consideration, what's right and wrong, nevertheless considered deep in her heart that there is only one Purusha, one man, and we are meant to satisfy him. That one male person, the enjoyer of everything, is the Lord himself. So she said to her friends, "Let my husband become angry on me. What can I do? Let my friends criticize me. Let there fall upon me whatever other catastrophe may be in the world. I simply do not care. My only desire, my only wish is that my eyes may eternally drink the nectar of Krishna's handsome form." So Srimati Radharani got up from her bed of separation and sat down, and with this determination was ready to go. But first she needed to be dressed. She needed to be dressed in a way that her moving through Vrindavan would not attract any undue and unwelcome attention. So during the waxing moon, that means when the moon became full, Radha dressed in swan white silken cloth that blended well with the moonbeams. On dark moonless nights, however, Radha and her friends wore dark blue garments, musk ointment which covered their golden effulgence, it's a dark color, Krishna Aguru Tilak, that's a black tilak, blue lotus ear decorations, and blue sapphire like ornaments. On the full moon nights, they decorated themselves with ivory earrings. That means earrings which were white from the tusks of the elephants, and a variety of pearl bells, armlets, and necklaces. they scented their hair with malati garlands. These are small, little, but very fragrant flowers, and tinted their complexions with sandalwood cosmetics. And sandalwood comes on the skin. It takes an almost whitish color. In this way, they dressed themselves in spotless garments and decorations, which glittered like the moonlight. And on dark nights, they hid their natural effulgence. The gopis were so effulgent that it was impossible to distinguish their effulgence from that of camphor dust which is sprinkled on the footpath. Can you imagine? Ground camphor. Camphor is, then it looks like little crystals. When the moonbeams come over it, they sparkle. It's almost like on a very, very, very bright day when you drive with a car on certain roads. There are some minerals inside and they give off a dazzling light, so sparkling light. So Srimati Radharani quickly went. Now, a second, so they were very eager. This is the first qualification for someone who wants to meet Krishna. The second is also given here. It's to overcome certain fears which are there. We all know the moment we leave our comfort zone or the circle of what is known to us, we hit on a wall of fear because we may not know how to deal with certain situations which come up. So Radha was always afraid of being caught on her way. She hid under the shadows of huge trees. Then she hurried along the forest path, looking here and there. And also, Brajabhumi, or the land of Vrindavan, just like in Krishna's case, had helped Krishna to come to the meeting place. Brajabhumi personified, placed Radha on the lotus of her heart, and carried her swiftly across the large distance from her home. That were 40 miles, I think about 60 kilometers. So, to Vansibad. It was as if Radha was walking on an escalator. So, there is a song by the ancient poet Govinda Das, who describes a little bit the preparations which Srimati Radharani made in order to come to the meeting place at night. I feel in the same way, you need to prepare yourself if you want to come to the place where you can say that you can honestly make contact with Krishna. See, if even a sportsman who wishes to run a marathon prepares himself by taking nourishing food and exercising, we also need to practice our sadhana, our spiritual disciplines. in order that we can purify our heart enough that our spiritual vision will not be blocked. While Krishna was here, many people met him, but only those who had eyes which were tainted with the salve of devotion were actually able to be to understand this is the Lord. You can stand right before God. If your heart is impure, you either will not see him or you will not recognize him, or you will simply make an offense against his lotus feet. So Radha prepared herself so that she could make the journey in the night. She threw thorns over her yard in the daytime and walked over the thorns in order to learn how to tolerate the thorn pricks. She learned how to wrap her anchor bells, which were chiming and making giving her away by the noise, so that she could run in the night without making any sound. And she also threw water over her courtyard in the daytime to learn how to walk over the slippery paths at night without losing balance. She covered her eyes with her palms in the daytime to learn to walk when it was dark in the night. And she called a snake shama for a teaching session. She wanted to learn a mantra which would subdue and stop the snakes which might attack her when she would walk through the night. These were shams, mantras. And when she had learned it, she gave her own jeweled bangles which she wore around her arm wrist as a reward. Said, thank you for teaching me these mantras. When she was criticized by her relatives for making these preparations, she appeared like a mindless fool and just nodded, yes. For Krishna's sake, in other words, she took the greatest miseries as the greatest bliss. This is there when there's real love in the heart. A mother who needs to maybe get up 5 times in the night to feed her little child or take the child when the child is fearful will not think this as intolerable austerity. But when her child is grown up, maybe 70, when he's a well-known professor, she will come to him and say, do you remember when you were small, I got up many times in the night to take away your fears? And then the son, if he's a good son, will know there is nothing in the world which can repay the love of a mother, no reward. So Radharani makes this journey, this love journey. She gives an example for us sadhakas, us restless souls in this world, how we can also make preparations by preparing ourselves inside with an eagerness which is ready to overcome the various obstacles which will show up. She shows an unbreakable determination and a readiness to tolerate even miseries and pangs on her way. Why can she do it? And why can't we do it on our level? She has love of Krishna. And in us, the love is just starting to grow from the level of ordinary love and respect which every human being has for God. We all have respect before someone who is so much more powerful and on whom we depend. Only atheistic people who are controlled by supernatural influences, that means the result of their offenses, cannot appreciate the Lord. But most of the people have some understanding, but it's not very firm. It is not there in the times when they are when they need it most, in times of personal challenges and so on. But yes, our love is just growing from ordinary love to something which we could call bhakti-infused love, or love which is infused or coupled or empowered by actual devotion, which manifests in the desire to serve the Lord. This subject which we are touching on is obviously relating and opening our view to what we could call the ultimate quest, that means the ultimate journey of each soul. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the work which Sanatana Goswami wrote in his mature old age, such a journey is described in all details. It's the journey of Gop Kumar back home to Vrindavan. This journey encapsulates all the steps, stages, and so on this journey, on our journey, and is meant as an exemplary, you call it template, something we can look up to, because it has patterns which appear in our lives. This is something which devotees like to study, read, and apply. The month of Kartik has only a few more days left. I request my exalted audience to use these days well, to reconnect with their original sankalpa or intention during this month. If by Krishna's mercy I will be able to make a journey to Vrindavan in a few days, I request the blessings of my audience already now. Tomorrow we will continue, but I will keep in mind the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Kalyana Kalpataru. There he describes the soul as journey to Krishna, and he comes to the part which is maybe the best part, that is the actual meeting which is full of rasa, or taste. But like all Vaishnava authors and all speakers in our lineage or sampradaya, he doesn't or he refrains from describing that which cannot be understood by an ordinary conditioned soul. He says it like this: O pen, why do you stop here and you do not continue to write down the experience? I also want to keep this rule. I want to also follow my exalted spiritual master, who only on rare occasions spoke about this subject matter. I do this with the greatest respect before the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And I know that it is from this position where I glance with humbleness and eagerness to that area, that most precious area, where one day, I know that one day, if I do keep this, the doors will open from the inside. While I'm in Vrindavan sweeping the grounds, or while I'm in the West taking austerities and sweeping my own heart and preaching Krishna consciousness to the suffering people of our time, the good people who are simply lost often and cannot find the way, I will always keep this higher ambition, but I will approach it with the necessary respect and silence. So tomorrow we will actually hear or start with a section which you will enjoy very, very much. It is full of very lovely little pastimes of Krishna. It is from the Krishna book, the song of the gopis, where they describe many things about Krishna. It's a really very, very nice. And I wish you all the best, a lot of inner strength to keep your spirits high, and in the last section of this Kartik period. Hare Krishna.